Contraries, December. Something denser, perhaps, than bits of snow balanced on the wind, lighting and melting against old timber in a factory yard. A thing more rich, and something solider than the empty grey light of these three rooms where my footsteps echo and stop. I pluck a dry chord from the guitar, set it down. A square truck rattles past, whirling the snow. Someone real, an animal. A woman humming into the fire, sharing the cold. Broken toys in the hallway, thick yellow lamplight, and basement smells of stew. We plunge from early dark into intense pools of yellow light. We, millions. The stairs fall back slowly. All families have a cabbage smell. Nonetheless, tired of my own boundaries, I think of others, imagine voices of other children. These things I want, and I reject my want, preferring long nights where the phone squats quietly. I know enough to say that snow is wrong, as it packs the angles of walls and spreads, touching all forms with ignominy. Strange stuff that singly can't resist the heat of a cupped hand, yet bills and heavy and trodden has a look of quiet permanence. Other things, still props for a sluggish mind, as rock or the colour green, not posing as beyond, will do, perhaps. But snow's a sign for purity, and always wrong. That sharp-boned miser, hugging his candle flame, peaked and costive, a horrible man. In a wide room with light and tinsel, we ignore details, the deep bewilderment of children, the small hand that selects and clutches. Even our hates have lost their edge. Refill your whiskey. This child has a clear beauty. Jiggle his bright, unnecessary toy. A man half understood his cold thought out of season. These hanging cards, outback scenes, holly, St. Francis ringed with geometric birds, a few scratched words to ease astringent silences, tokens, I thought. Except that yesterday, in one or two, I found something more shy and tentative, and I stood perplexed with my own ingratitude, as the thin flakes, now tenuous but individual, fell straight and with disappointing quickness fused with the general moisture on the ground. A child attacks me with a water gun, trips, gashes his eye. I like the way he checks his weeping while the frightened blood stains his hand. The house is heavy with smells of sickness. The woman cries out to the snow. Her husband brings her blankets as I comfort the boy, who suddenly grows calm and grins. The day steadies. This year I'll try to praise what's warm, what suffering, ambiguous, uncertain.